It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader as we discuss this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, Shaker Village is putting on a festival highlighting local craft beer and regional music.
Yeah, Shaker Village is really making an effort to get people to think of them beyond, school field trips and things of that sort, but to really think of it as a destination for entertainment and culture. And so they're trying to reach, an audience here through their ears and through their taste buds. So they have the Well-Crafted Festival, which is making its debut this weekend, and it is featuring a number of regional musicians and also an array of locally crafted beers from like West Six Brewery, which just won our Best of the Bluegrass contest here, to fairly new brews like a brew out of Paris called Rooster. So it's a really interesting festival and an interesting lineup of talent.
So the Studio Players also putting on a festival of their own?
Yeah, a few years ago, a 10-minute play festival started in the region. And 10-minute plays have a real root in Kentucky arts because they were originated out of Actors Theater of Louisville as part of the Humana Festival of New American Plays. And it's a way to write a really concise, quick drama. So this play festival started a few years ago in Midway and then stopped because the venue that it was being presented in closed. But Studio Players is hosting the revival of this festival this weekend, and it's seven 10-minute plays. You get one number in your mind and you stay with it there. But it's seven 10-minute plays drawn from all over the country and even out of the country. There's an Australian script in the lineup too. One thing that Candace Cheney points out in our article about it today is that in addition to seven plays, it's a real array of Lexington theater talent from across numerous companies. You've got participants from Ballagoula Theater, Studio Players, Actors Guild of Lexington, Woodford Theater, and even Lexington Children's Theater, all involved in a big night of theater that's kind of, I'd say it's kind of like Kentucky weather, because, with a 10-minute play festival, if you don't like what you're seeing, it's going to change in 10 minutes.
And keeping with the festival theme for this weekend, one that I'm kind of surprised at, a smooth jazz festival at Transy. Am I correct? There's not a lot of live jazz music played around Lexington.
Yeah, that's been an issue over the years. Particularly, there used to be a series at UK called Spotlight Jazz, and that's come in and out from time to time. I think it has been revived, or at least the name has been revived a few times. But you're right, there's not a real consistent jazz offering in the Lexington area of this type. And so Transy is hosting the annual Lexus Smooth Jazz Festival, which is presented by the African American Forum Incorporated. And one of the real stars of it this year is Kim Waters, who is a well-known saxophonist, has charted a lot of hit singles and albums in the smooth jazz category, and he's celebrating 25 years in the business. So kind of bringing his own celebration to this celebration. The interesting thing about him is, jazz is a genre that gets defined by, traditional and smooth and other classifications there. But he says he really doesn't like those labels, that he plays a music that he likes and his audience likes it. And so that's what he goes with, and that's what's worked for him for 25 years. So it'll be a night of jazz out at the Transy Lawn. You just hope the weather holds off.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Rich. Rich Copley with the Lexington Herald Leader. I look forward to working with you. Thank you for talking to me today.
Likewise, looking forward to it.